You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. I'm here today with Jane Becker from Wakefield Talking Newspaper. Hi Jane, thanks for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio. How are you today?
Hello Jennifer, it's a treat to be able to talk to you, talk to somebody from RNIB. I'm absolutely fine today, thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about Wakefield Talking Newspaper and how it all started?
Yes, I believe it started back in the 1970s, and somebody had the idea that, you know, we should start a talking newspaper. And I think with the aid of a council grant, and I think with some people who were connected to Wakefield Prison, actually. But it started very, very small with a few interested people, you know, getting some grants together. So it's definitely been going since, I think, about 1972, which is quite a long time. And it's probably one of the biggest of the local talking newspapers, actually. We still have a weekly Wakefield Express, the weekly newspaper, which is great.
What is your involvement in the talking newspaper?
Well, it's quite a lot, actually. When I retired about 11 years ago, my mother had lost a lot of her sight due to a stroke, and she used to listen to the local talking newspaper in Nottinghamshire where she lived. And I thought, oh, that's something I can do. I could probably become a reader for the talking newspaper in Wakefield. So I contacted them, and they were just at a stage in their organisation where they'd lost a couple of key people. And they said, well, we don't really have any room for readers, but we do need a recording. Well, they just said a technician. And I said, oh, okay, well, what do they do? And the secretary at the time said, oh, you know, they sort out the birthdays and they do the introductions and the outros, as we call them. And I thought it was all going to be very straightforward. Anyway, it took me a long time to learn to be a recording technician, because I had to deal with not just recording on two sides of a cassette, but also on a CD, which was, you know, being brought in at that time. So in this period of change, they lost the secretary as well. So I offered to be the secretary. So I'm currently the secretary. I'm a recording technician, which involves looking after one of the teams, which happens every 4 weeks. And just lately, we lost our chair. And so I've been stepping in as the meeting chair as well. I know most of what goes on in the talking newspaper, apart from possibly the copying process.
How many readers do you have, and also how many volunteers help in the recording or the processing of the newspaper?
We run at roughly about average 135 readers or listeners. And we have some people now who listen in online, I think, because we can access it via Alexa or other of those means. But actually people who receive through the post, you know, through the wallets every week, we have about 135 on our books of registered listeners. And the volunteers, about 36, because there are four teams. And so most of the readers will only read once a month, and possibly once every 2 months if they've got a lot of people on their team. And they're fairly self-sufficient. You know, they usually have somebody on the team who organises who's reading that particular week. We have a team called the copy team, who probably have the biggest commitment every week. So there's usually at least two, sometimes three people coming into the office to do the admin, keep the membership records up to date, and also copy the master, the USB stick, and put it in the wallet and send it out every week.
Do readers or listeners get a chance to provide any feedback or suggestions in terms of the talking newspaper?
Yes, we did have a big questionnaire a few years ago. We did send out, we had a lot of debate about it, because we sent out a paper questionnaire, but then divided up the listenership and rang people individually and asked them if they wanted to fill in the questionnaire over the phone. And we asked them a lot of questions, because we were, well, at the time we were going over to solely USB, and we wanted to actually know how many people were using computers to listen online and, you know, via the talking newspaper phone app and things like that. And we asked them what they liked, because each week we provide about three of your RNIB magazines, we pay the license, we attach those to the memory stick recordings. And each team tends to have its own flavour, really, but they have a range of magazines. So we did ask them, first of all, was there anything they didn't like, what they wanted to see, what they wanted to have in the way of magazine content, and did they have any suggestions? Mostly, we just got incredibly positive feedback saying, we love what you do, keep on doing what you're doing, you keep the recordings coming. And because we've had a lot of readers and volunteers who've been there for absolutely years, the listeners recognise voices. So I think they just like the familiarity, a lot of them. Regularly on a recording, I might say, if you have any suggestions or you have anything to add, would you like to get somebody to pop a note in the wallet or pop a note in the wallet or give us a ring? And, you know, we occasionally get calls about missing memory sticks or something like that.
How can people listen to the Talking Newspaper or simply get in touch?
Well, because we have a part-time office, we've got a phone number which we give out every week, and it's obviously can take messages. So people can ring in. Phone number is 07746 116 463. To listen to it, because we have obviously a lot of registered listeners who receive it via a USB stick, we have a very good collaboration with the local Sight Aid organisation, who at the moment have a grant from the council to provide some of the boxes, you know, the USB players, we call them boom boxes. So between us, we can lend our listeners a boom box. So if they want to just have a dedicated player for the USB each week, we can provide that at the moment. We also have a collaboration with the British Wireless for the Blind Fund, who each week we upload our Wakefield Express content and they put it on our platform. So they put it on our website, they put it onto the smart speakers, so anybody can say, Alexa, play my Talking Newspaper, and Talking Newspaper app, which you can download onto your smartphone, and that will play any Talking Newspaper from around the country.
Thank you, Jane, for coming on to RNIB Connect Radio today.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Jennifer. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.